Welcome in, Hysteria Nation, to another blurry hysteria. A very tonguey, blurry hysteria.
Jesus. Very breathy.
This is what you get when Brent asks me to start the show. I'm David.
I'm Turgid. I mean, Brent. all that talking.
Brent, what's going on? What's new?
It is storming here, and it is somehow also humid and 95 degrees. So what a wonderful, wonderful day. Yesterday felt like a blast furnace. It was 94, which isn't terrible, but the humidity was at our back door. We have a mirror across from the door, and as soon as I open the door, it is just immediately dripping wet, from condensation. I'm just
ugh.
Oh, it's so gross. So gross.
No, thank you.
Still waiting to have my hernia surgery, so that's fun. So I'm not in a lot of pain or anything, but I'm not it's going to hurt a lot more after the surgery for a few weeks. So I got,
yikes.
I'm looking forward to that.
Can't really move much.
Yeah. And I'm not exactly a gymnast now. I don't think I'm surprising anyone with that. But yeah, so not exactly looking forward to it. My wife's got, her boss is out of town, so she's going to be able to work from home. Not, she kind of works half and half, but she's going to work 100% from home for a week. And so we're waiting for that. Yeah. Baby, I need you to wipe my ass. No, thank God. That's
ding-a-ling,
not true.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Yeah.
Ding-a-ling.
These fries are getting cold. I need you to reheat them.
Will you heat them with your breath,
please? Oh, my God. Can you imagine? What happened to Brent? He died. He was found dead.
He bled out from that.
Sometime in the next hour.
It looked like the sutures had been severed somehow. I don't know.
Damnedest thing. I've completely lost. Don't hurt yourself. Since I've started this, it'll be my second surgery. Since I started this podcast. So my wife and I have been married 9 years, and this will be my 7th surgery since we've been together.
Wow.
That's fucked.
You've got some catching up to do.
5 of them were on my hand, and then I had my gallbladder, and then I had my, this will be that. Not fun for her. What a trooper. Anyway, that's, this is the depressing hour. Thank you for, this is NPR.
blurry medical procedures.
Anyway.
So we got a couple of news stories. Brent, why don't you kick us off here?
So this one is an interesting one. This one comes from Evil Mike, and I've seen this a lot. It's been passed around. I'd heard of some of this stuff before with the turtles and things, but in a pinch, you might be able to breathe through your butt. Now, this is one of those things that this is from sci-fi, but it's everywhere.
I don't remember this from the Turtles cartoons.
No, different turtles. So we heard about this, I remember, when I went to Grand Cayman Island, talking about how turtles, they can breathe through their butts, one of those things. And they talk about in this article. But anyway, it's one of those titles that is misleading. It's not like we're just like, I don't know why I think that's what it sounds like when I breathe through my butt. Somehow
I don't think you're wrong.
The test, this hypothesis, they thought they could do it. Scientists created a scenario, they said, in which pigs and mice were in a laboratory, were deprived of normal respiration and ventilated through their intestines. Now, they wanted to see how this would work, so to improve the likelihood. Some animals had their intestines scrubbed in order to thin the mucus lining and reduce the barrier. And some just had oxygen pumped into their butt normally. So there was the control animals were deprived of respiration and received no intestinal ventilation. They died in just a few minutes. Big surprise. Control.
Jeez.
The longest ones lived 11 minutes before they completely were gone. Animals who received intestinal ventilation without the scrubbing survived almost twice as long, 18 minutes. That shows that there was at least some oxygen uptake. And lastly, 75% of those animals who had been scrubbed survived an hour, which is how long they left them in there until they pulled them out, and they were still alive. So this proves that mice and pigs are capable of intestinal respiration under the right conditions, because they thought that your intestines, not unlike your lungs, can pull out the oxygen and put it into your bloodstream. So they give researchers reason to believe that other mammals, humans, might be able to do the same thing. The problem is you'd have to scrub your intestines, which is super dangerous, I guess. Sure. And, you know, people, they would, a lot of people would die just, you know, but they repeated similar experiment again using pigs and mice. This time they filled the intestines with perfluorocarbons instead of gaseous oxygen. They also found doing this, the animals experienced increased blood oxygen levels, which measured at normal levels. So what this is saying is there might be ways, you know, it says with any luck, most of us won't ever be in a situation where we'll need intestinal ventilation. But if a respiratory disease knocks us on our butts and our lungs are bottomed out or filled with fluid or something, they might be willing to consider something like this. They said, and they're calling it derriere. Slow clap. Exactly. Wow. Oh, man. That's what a time to be alive.
Basically, if I understand it correctly, they just kind of clean out your intestines and make them more like your lungs.
Yeah. So the mucus lining, they pulled out so that more of the oxygen can be saturated.
Be absorbed right mm-hmm. into the intestinal lining, which makes me wonder, okay, does that mean that lungs and intestines are kind of made the same,
so it says,
the same stuff?
So it says your intestines play a crucial role in your everyday life because they take up nutrients from the foods you eat and rid the body of your waste. Mm-hmm. So they knew that they can pull things out. So getting the oxygen needed.
Yeah.
You know, is something, you know, that they wondered. It talks about in there how reptiles and amphibians use similar respiration techniques to breathe without using lungs. In the winter, turtles slow their metabolism and get most of their oxygen through their cloaca. And that's known as cloacal respiration. I've got the hiccups. Sorry. You're welcome. I'm like talking about breathing. It's bothering me. Yeah. Hold on. Let me switch to my ass. Anyway. So like this was one of those things, like we know some things do it. I wonder if mammals can. I'll be damned. They can. I'm not going to sign up for the testing.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like saying you don't need your mouth to put food in your stomach. If we drilled a hole and put this shaft down into your stomach, it would do the work still. It's like it would.
It's like on South Park where they realize if they shove food up their ass, they'd poop out their mouth.
Jeez.
Oh, South Park, you are my constant.
Way ahead of their time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So butt breath, whole breathing, dairy air.
No farts left behind.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. Think about how your breath.
You wouldn't taste it. You wouldn't taste it. No.
Nah. And you're not even using you're not even breathing. You're not using your lungs. You're just going into your bloodstream.
Yeah.
Now, where does it, how do you expel it, though? Does it come out of your mouth?
Ooh, is it?
It doesn't talk about that. That's an interesting, like, how do you get the carbon dioxide and all the other junk out?
You know, your skin can give off, your pores can give off a little bit, I think. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's just like an increased of the increased capacity for that. You know, maybe we're all just walking around exuding fart smell.
Well, some of us are. For $30, some of you could have found out, but it's no longer available. Anyway, we're going to break. When we come back, you're going to hit us with some mystery that might be solved. Or maybe not. That's coming up after the break on Abelaria Hysteria. Hola, David. Me amo Brent.
Bonjour, Brent. Je m'appelle David.
You didn't do Spanish. I thought if we were going to do this together, we'd do the same language.
Oh, sorry.
that's on brand for us.
I just thought romance languages was the key.
Everything I say is romantic, and that is thanks to Rosetta Stone. You guys, we've been touting these things forever. We love Rosetta Stone, and we actually are users. David, you've really been using it even for longer than I. What's your experience been like?
Oh, it's been great. The thing is, you really get to learn how to speak and think in that language with it, so it's very high on pronunciation, too, so you can, you know, learn how to speak.
And you know our show is all about proper pronunciation.
In that pronunciation, yeah, that's right. But they designed it for long-term retention, you know. If you don't get the pronunciation right, you say it until you do, and then, you know, that just seeps into your head.
Well, and that's why, you know, this has been trusted by experts for 30 years, and there's over 25 different languages that you can learn, and people, millions and millions of users use it because, like you said, it does seep in, and you're using it with, you know, you get speech recognition, and mm-hmm. it hears you. You get to use, like, the built-in true accent features that gives you this pronunciation, which is super convenient, and you can do it at your own time. And I don't know if you know this, but I'm all about value, and you get a one-time purchase, 25 languages. If I learned all 25 languages, I'd be so confused or really cool. I'd go in and out.
But you'd be real marketable.
But literally, though, this is something that we use, and both of us have given the seal of approval because we wanted to do this long-term, and it's something that it works. You know, and we don't do long-term stuff like this. And this is the one that we've chosen, and we love it. So all you guys got to do, don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now, as we've told you 1,000 times. And it's always now, right now. Get started. For Larry Limited Time, Hysteria 51 listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off.
How much?
50%. Visit RosettaStone.com/today. That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your unnatural life.
Wow.
Redeem, redeem, redeem. How do they do it?
Rachete, you're 50% off. Rachete. Redeem it. 50% off. RosettaStone.com/today. Do it today. After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. So when Brent and I heard that for a limited time, all Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, we thought, man, what's the catch? But after talking to them, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. They cut out the cost of retail stores and pass those sweet savings directly to you. Brent is trying a plan right now and says that it works like a charm from Chicago to Nashville as he makes his big old move. Mint Mobile is working for him. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. And you can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. So ditch the overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited time deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/hysteria. That's mintmobile, mintmobile.com/hysteria, hysteria. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/hysteria. $45 upfront payment required. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
I'm like trying to swallow down my last hiccups because everyone loves to hear that shit when they're on a podcast. Anyway. Oh, wait. Come on now. We got to do the original. So what are you hitting us with this week?
I had to complete our Evil Mike
Oh, we got a duo.
A
duad or a dyad?
A doppelganger episode. He sends us one called "Is That Helm's Deep?" Or did drones finally find the ancient lost city of Netunia?
Oh, Netunia.
I have no idea how that's pronounced. Natounia. Natounia. Natunia. I have never heard of this place. How is it lost if we never even knew about it? Anyway, this is a city that was back in, I believe, Iraq, or around about that area. And this guy named Michael Brown from the Institute of Prehistory, Protohistory, and Near Eastern Archaeology of Heidelberg University, along with Iraqi colleagues Kamal Rashid Rahim and Hashim Hamabdullah, uncovered the Ancient City in the Zagros Mountains with the help of drones.
Man, drones have just opened up the world to so much
possibilities. The game. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They published this in the Journal Antiquity. A funny story. I went to elementary school with a guy named Michael Brown. The thing I remember about him was he was goofy. He wasn't that bright, but he memorized the entire list of presidents. He could recite the presidents in order. Pretty wild.
Well, that's just such a random. I went to high school with a guy named Michael Brown. He could memorize. He memorized all the presidents. He was goofy.
Yeah.
Some guy, that guy's like, hey.
I hope so. I hope
you know who wouldn't stand for this?
Chester A. Arthur, 21st president. Anyways, so this is up in the mountains. It's mm-hmm. in a very rugged place. The only way you can get there is by like hiking a little bit, sending the drone up, bringing it back, hiking some more, sending it up, bringing it back.
Get out of range and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And so here's the thing. They only know about this city, which was apparently a Zoroastrian fortress, which is pretty cool. They only know about it because there's coins that they found elsewhere that have the name of the city on them.
I love that there's these cities that like people like, we think it was there, but we don't know for sure.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I mean, how many of those are? There's probably countless.
Right. Well, how much of these lost cities will we never even know about?
Exactly. Yeah.
I know that sounds silly to say, but, you know, actually lost.
Weren't big enough to have coins minted for them or whatever.
Or they find these cities out of the blue and then they're like, we're pretty sure they had 1 million people living there and we'd never known about them. What? What? You know, that stuff's crazy.
It is. Here's the thing about this, too, is they're not sure if this is the actual city, though.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason is, I mean, they haven't been able to get up in there, I don't think, yet. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if they will, but, you know, it was built in a mountain so that it would be hard to see.
That's that whole is that Helm's Deep thing that you're talking about from
exactly.
Lord of the Rings. Yeah.
But they think that it might be the way that they say water flows into it. It kind of looks like it's almost been engineered to flow into the middle of this place.
Mm-hmm.
And they think it might be tied to a goddess called Anahita because she was a Zoroastrian goddess who could manifest as a waterfall.
Man, a lot of water today as we're recording. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But that's pretty cool. And they said that the coins are how they kind of knew that there was a city because, you know, you don't just make coins in your little sheep village. It's got to be a pretty prominent place if they're minting coins for that place.
They also figured it was Zoroastrianism because they had a shrine to Freddie Mercury there. So
exactly.
He was the chosen one who would come one day. he was a practicing Zoroastrian. I don't know what the word is.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And yeah, the other reason they knew this is because once they got close enough, the scientists were like, "Ayo," and they heard the echo come back.
Here we are, born to be kings. We're the princes of Zoroastrianism. That's a song that three people understood.
Yeah,
I'm surprised you even pulled that one out. Well done, sir.
We are brothers. We are the princes of Neptune.
I'm Spanish. Yeah. I'm Spanish, I told you.
I'm so Spanish. You wouldn't even believe it.
Or was he
it.
Egyptian, but lived in Spain? Either way, wow. Wow.
Via Robos. But yeah, anyway, so it's pretty cool. They, you know, they think there's some clues that are pointing them towards this being this ancient lost city that was just on coins that they knew about. And a couple of those are like, you know, some rivers that are nearby that are mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there's relief carvings that they've been able to find of some of the gods and goddesses, but the coins certainly point them that direction. Mm-hmm. And there's the statues. There's some statues or carvings that they found that seem to be, if not the guy that Netunia is named after, at least a descendant of his. Netunasar.
I loved in the article it said, future archaeologists might have an easier time of things. It's simpler to identify a place when there's a giant billboard announcing, welcome to Milwaukee, but ancient builders great weren't journalism. As accommodating. That's funny to me.
Super journalism. Way to put those pieces together. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, in the future, they'll just have manned drones or jetpacks, and they can get up in there.
I don't think we're far from those whole manned drone things. I would be surprised if that isn't in the next 10 years. I don't want to say common, but at least
accessible.
Yeah, exactly. That's a fun one, man. You know, it's so, cool. Thanks, you know, I love when, yeah, Evil Mike's been great. He sends us lots of stories. It's crazy when they go up and they use radar and then they see these outlines and things. They're like, there's something there, you know? So that's really cool. And it's really cool for our future too, of finding things. So, keep them coming, guys. Weird@hysteria51.com, WEIRD @hysteria51.com. If you got a story, we'd love to, get as many as we can and keep doing them weekly on here. And, that has been our look at Zoroastrian craziness while breathing through our buttholes. See you next time.
Bye.
Meeting adjourned.